North Main Street. And I have here just a sketch of the square, and I brought a couple of pens along, and it isn't drawn to any scale whatsoever. There was an alley in there, I think right close to where it is now. But whether it ran straight lines or jogged in and out between the backs of the buildings, I don't know. But there was a turnaround for the streetcars in behind where Watrous's theater. Hey, there was a theater there all the time, wasn't there? I remember going there for a nickel.
And in the 20s, it was used when they were building the new mortuary. That building was used as mortuary.
Yeah.
And my father passed away, and they were just in the process of building the new mortuary.
Catherine, can you tell me when that new mortuary was built? We have, the record that we have says 35.
Oh, mercy.
And I know that's not right.
The one across the street?
Yeah, the old,
okay,
the new one.
John Taylor and his sons built the building.
Mm-hmm.
When it up.
But then you said
1920, because it was under construction when my father passed away in February.
Well, what I was wondering, could there have been a remodeling maybe in the 30s?
They built another one there.
Yes, they built another one. Quickest building another one across the street. Because I remember it was after I got out of high school, so it had to be a 35 or 36. But my dad worked on it.
Well,
that
was
all
the same
kind of thing. Where it is now. That's the one there now.
Real old mortuary was across on this side of the street.
Well,
my grandmother died, and that was in 1915.
Well, I think that was a hotel or something across there. Then I remember. Then they went back while that other construction and were using that, she said, as a mortuary.
They used that hotel. I've got a sheet on hotel or whatever it was that was there. That little,
that was the Irish Hotel.
Yeah, the Irish Hotel.
Yeah.
They used that before they built their new one. Okay, that's somewhere else that they was across the street after they got out of that.
I thought maybe if we would just take Mike on this corner here, who is on that corner, and just kind of jot the lines in. The buildings that are there now.
Why don't we take the
landmark? What do you want to designate the building, the builder in the building, or the one that you remember? Okay.
I thought we'd start on that corner of the city avenue and
Well, that's what somebody was saying.
Are you sure you get the streets right? I wasn't in the pencil because you erased that.
Well, like Catherine was saying, that was the Abraham store.
That was the Abraham store.
Before it was
North.
North would be 21st.
Yeah, up here. Yeah, north. I think I've got to take out right.
Oh, yeah.
All this service that used here. Here's the theater. This is the alleyway to speak of. This is going to be here. Here's the bank.
Yeah.
On that part?
Well, there's a bank on this one.
Tiny girl.
Oh, we're not going across the street.
No, but are you going back as far as Abraham's? Because it was Abraham's store before it was a bank building.
What kind of
That's why I asked,
grocery,
you know,
store.
What era are we talking
Abraham
about?
That
that was before my time.
If there were
merchandise too, that sort of thing.
None of us kept the same one.
Let's go to the next thing.
If there were wigwams there, why that's what we want to put on.
Let's go north on Main Street now, and what's next to the National Bank? Now, was that one? Now, where is Bones Drugstore?
I was going to say Bones, Littler's was in part of the bank building, or was
Littler's
it beside it?
Littler's was in part of the bank building.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
And Littler's was in the revolving picture.
Yes, it was Littler's.
No, that would have been.
That was Farmville, wasn't it? Was that called?
Schultz
was right next to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Grocery.
If you're going one of the bank, Schultz is
where
you're
going. Yeah,
we're
going
to the bank corner back this way.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Well,
Littler's and then McNutt's and then.
And.
Yeah.
Grocery.
They had a grocery.
I guess I'm a newcomer, but.
Well, you must be.
McNutt's
was up there.
Well, that was later.
They moved.
Okay.
We got a picture. We made out with our thing. McNutt's grocery.
There's been drugs. I can't see the rest of them. It's back here.
Darn, I should have written them.
What?
Well, there were always buildings there, right? We just got a solid line of draw. Abraham Store says here, First National Bank, Littler's Pharmacy, McNutt's Grocery, Schultz Meats.
Those weren't always all there at the same time. Those are.
Abraham Store wasn't there when the bank was.
It was there before the bank.
And then this is Hall's Varieties.
In 1908, the Abraham Store.
There was a B.F. White's bookstore was in there somewhere too.
Was it in on that side?
Yeah, because there was no stores across the street.
It was there after I started school.
He's a fellow with the great big glasses, wasn't he? Mr. White.
Yeah.
And kind of pop-eyed.
And
we always called him Bullfrog. Bullfrog fight. Yeah.
Well.
Littler's. North Park Bones. Now, McNutt's Grocery, you say, was right next to them?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm saying.
At one time, I was able to just go in the same time or not.
That's the thing.
Well, now, McNutt built later on.
Oh.
On North Bay.
Yeah.
That's where the road.
Where Gouldy Ann is now, or whatever.
Holly.
Branches.
I guess it's a hair parlor right there.
Yeah.
Along there.
Well, isn't it? Well, Branches is where McNutt used to be,
isn't
it?
No.
Maybe so.
Black was there.
McNutt's was where Cooper had the later on.
Cooper.
Yeah.
That was McNutt's store. That must have been the building he built.
Can we establish a date for Abraham's store on the corner?
The picture we've got.
Well, Abraham wasn't there then.
Well, the picture we've got, before Carl's was right after the Pacific Avenue was paved, and the Abraham store set back on that corner. I don't know when that would have been,
It was there in 1908 because my Uncle George Shepherd came from the Midwest and worked for them in 1908.
Was the entrance to that store on Main or Pacific?
Main. There was a side door on Pacific. It was the back door. Where the bears went in and bought their oatmeal every morning.
What do you mean by that?
My uncle said that every morning,
Milo did.
John Bear who was the head of our water system here and what have you, had two daughters. And my uncle said every morning, one or the other of those girls would come in to the Abraham grocery store and buy 5 cents worth of oatmeal every morning. Mr. Abraham tried to talk him into buying a big sack one time, or more than once. No, they just bought the nickel's worth every day. I don't know what they did on Sunday, but maybe they had a mush.
A fried mush.
Was that the
one?
Was that Frank Bear?
Frank Bear.
Was that Frank Bear that worked for you? Frank Bear.
Yeah. He worked for Dad.
They lived near the city tower on the
sure, and his son-in-law was Rainwater.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
a long time ago.
And they said that Mr. Bear knew where every water line, every sewer line, and things of that sort underground were in town, but he couldn't chart it. The city wanted to give him a year's salary one time if he would sit down and chart the water line and the sewer line.
Well, he
couldn't do it, so they got in cars with him and went around town, and somebody, some kind of an engineer, went along with him, and they charted it. And some of those lines were only, water lines were only hollowed out logs. And he knew just where they were and what kind of a pipeline it was.
I don't think Daddy ever forgot when those words were read. Tell him if you keep here, you'll find the cutoff. Mac Teague and that Graham, what was his name? What Graham?
Taylor.
Taylor. Made a chart of that. He had retired. He charted that somewhere. I don't know. I remember Dad telling
him where they were. Before your dad retired, seemed like he never did anything straight. Didn't listen or didn't understand. Quite a lot of it's not true, but he did do very good. Most of the general, because some of the parents in here were messing with those pumped out of Gale's parents. I don't know anybody. They had a good portion of the time. They got some back, you know, but they called it, you know, tight pipe, an old, it's called Madison Steel. And steel fiber, the cast iron bell was switched on the end of the pipe, and that then
next to that store.
Well, I got shelves and cables.
And then what?
Says here, you go to Lucas Pharmacy, McNutt's Grocery, Shelves Meat Market.
Can we put any dates down there?
Well, one I've got, a picture I've got to give you is 1924.
Was that before or after the
baby?
Oh, that's what I thought it was. It goes back to the teens, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it
was
back in 14. I don't know. This picture here
says
Abraham's store, and it says First National Bank. Can you get that screen?
They're the same spot, you see. They had to tear down the Abraham store to build the bank.
Oh,
and Mr. Johnson was he the first president of that bank?
No. Haynes? Templeton?
On that card, aren't?
Is that the bank Templeton was involved in?
That's the guy that's involved in there at home.
That guy was in the...
Well, but he was in the four-stroke bank.
Yeah.
The ones on this side, was M.R. Johnson?
He wasn't one time. Well, that was a long time later, but the first ones, they sent Dad a postcard on Christmas, and it had a picture of the new bank, and it had the date 1912 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he listed all the officers.
Sure that wasn't Davis.
So it could have been well. I'll have to drag that out. I was too busy today. I missed it for
you.
I know where mine is, but I know where mine is. And there's a lot
of cool stuff.
Well,
you know,
I
think
that
was
the
Schultz-Sweet Market. Now, Cables.
Caples and Johnny Bailey had a general merchandise store in there, and I'm not sure who owned the building, but
it was the Eisenstein. Was Caples. The where Eisenstein was. That was their place.
Yes.
And had a ramp to it.
Yeah, okay, that's
fair enough. What about the
and boardwalks and Main Street was boarded until about 1910.
Yeah, well, what about the Nixon building then? That would be before.
Maple comes after the, then there were the variety stores in there, Fuquin.
Yeah.
And then he sold the Tipton to him, Tipton to Armstrong.
Yeah, I think that's the way it
went. And then the next building I have would be the Grove Furniture.
And of course, that was the building is south of the
Grove Furniture. Now, let me see, I guess Sears is in there now.
Yeah, but there was the regular drugstore in
there. Rexall was in Nixon
building. Reader and Van Conant.
We should get clear here. The Schultz Meat Market, not Caples.
That was in the
Caples building.
Eisenstein's Furniture was.
Oh, he owned the. That's what the Eisenstein told me today that they thought Caples had owned the Grove Furniture building for quite a time.
Well, in the Nixon building, there's a stairway that goes up above.
Yes,
Now, Grady Chowning had a barbershop. Right into that stairway.
On that side of the street?
Because my brother learned the barber trade while Brady was on there.
Uh-huh. And before Brady built over on the other side of the street.
Uh-huh. But what was in the rest of them?
Van Conant's drugstore.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And upstairs was Dr. Waltz and
Taylor.
Now, this is the Nixon building you're talking
about. Yeah, this is the Nixon building. Was Dr. Pollock? No. Oh, yeah.
He's on the other building.
He was in the Bank building, Dr. Pollock.
There was a Dr. Pollock in that block somewhere where the Nixon building is.
Could be.
Yeah, I sort of remember.
No,
it was before that.
Oh, my. This is Roman Robert Pollock. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they were in the Porsche Grove building.
Yeah.
Bank building.
There was a Dr. Fortner that was up over the bank where you go up. There's the. Dr. Fortner up in there.
Dr. Tucker Fortner?
Yeah.
Over was Dr. Taylor. He was up, I think, over the Nixon building.
Nixon building, probably. I can't remember, but I do remember what it was.
I think Dr. Walsh, I didn't hear him at the time.
No, I think we're working on the addition building now. That's on the avenue. Meat market, but no, on this picture here, after the shelter, comes the cable.
Well, that would be, the Nixon building would come before the Caples.
Yeah, that would come before that.
If Caples were in where the Grove Theater is, then the Nixon building would come first.
Grove Furniture.
Yeah, Grove Furniture.
Grove Furniture is for the variety store.
Eisenstein's
before
place.
That, it was Caples Grocery.
Oh, was that Art Caples?
He was always buying and selling.
Yeah, but that must have been the National Building. Was it Art, though?
No, the Grove Furniture is where Caples was.
That's where that was. That's not the Nixon Building. No.
That's what they say, and they say that's true.
Drugstore was where Penny Store was.
And apparently the Nixon Building is between Chelsea Meat Market and the Grove Furniture.
Oh,
yeah, must be.
Norman worked for Safeway, so I know it was in there.
And that behind you.
What was the Penny Square Furniture?
Drugstore was in there.
Yeah, that was for the other corner.
Yeah, let's start the other and then work back.
Well, it was Parsons Furniture Shop. It also was Flex Grocery.
Yeah.
And it also was a woman's shop one time. Mrs. Olmsted and Mrs. Richards had a sewing shop there.
Also, Walker said a shoe store in there.
Oh, it wasn't it?
Oh, did he sell to Hutchins?
No.
Yeah.
The
lady who used to make hats.
Caples had a shoe store.
Catching.
Walker's maintained that store, and then he went to Silverton and opened up another shoe store over there.
I knew he went somewhere.
He was running both at the same time.
Goodness. Although he's been gone a long time.
Yeah.
They're still living.
Heinz Drugstore was next to
Pinchilla.
Heinz Drugstore was
part of Furniture now.
Part of where French's is now.
Now that building was known as the Wagner Building at one time.
Oh.
If you look up there, you can see.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The outline of the name.
Wagner Building.
It was that. Right. I knew it.
What Wagner was that? Was that Claude's family? Or?
I don't know. One of the new Wagner Avenue.
Where's there a Wagner Avenue? Where's Wagner Avenue?
Where 24 is now. Sunset is that first.
Curtis, when I lived out there in 1920.
On the end of Cedar Street.
Well, that was the postmaster.
Well, no, he worked for the Oregonian.
His family.
He worked for the Oregonian. No. And she raised dahlias, and they lived across the street. Let's see, did you know where Phil Porter lived?
Oh, you're talking about Wilson's, right? Yeah, she raised garden produce.
You're talking about Emma Penfield.
That's the other side of town.
This is
raised
before you get to
yes, she did.
That's the way I knew it anyway.
Yeah.
He used to catch the Oregon Electric and ruin it before when every day he came back and walked past our place.
Well, then we had other Wagners here, the post office Wagner, you know, and the Methodist Church people.
Yeah.
You know, old Wagner, the blacksmith.
Blacksmith.
At Markham's.
What was his name?
I remember
his first name.
Down on 19?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Wagner.
Yeah, that was on 19th Avenue.
Would he have moved from up there, that other building down to 19th, possibly?
He's in the building that Bradham had there.
Like, you know, right.
It was Wagner.
W-E-G-N-E-R.
They had twin girls, Lisa and Rita.
A couple of daughters.
And Jerry Wagner.
And Rita and Lisa.
He Wagner. Bill.
He went to the meat market business in Seattle.
Oh, did he? I don't know what happened. I wonder where he is.
One of the twins was at this book.
Well, no, Lisa did.
But Lisa's still around somewhere.
And like behind the drugstore there in the corner. And that was Hutchins next. And Hutchins had a shoe store next to him. Then Carl Smith and
Heinz wasn't right on the corner. There was something else beyond Heinz, between Heinz and the corner. Catherine, there was something between Heinz drugstore and the corner.
No, yes. Well,
yeah, there was. Yes, there was at one time.
It was when I first
Hutchins shoe store was on the south.
Yes, of the drug of the Heinz, right?
And there was a Shears.
Oh, sure, jewelry
in there.
Sure,
jewelry. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then this other shoe store, shoe store, and then Claude Smith.
Yes, that's right.
The role was there.
I'd like to get the
hardware
stores used to be safer, but now we got a confectionery store, four stores east of it.
That confectionery was kind of in the middle of the block, wasn't it? Horace had it first, as I remember, and then Horace, and then Eastwood.
All the Shears had it first.
And all the Shears.
Shears, there you go.
Shears.
That's right.
I.J. Horace.
And then the name there.
We need George here, don't we?
George Horace, I don't
know
why we didn't get
in touch with him. The George Horace had theirs on the Pacific Avenue. Yeah. This was I.J.
I remember I.J.
But he would have been familiar, true story. Anyway, now after the function in Charleston, according to where they are now, make one a confectionery.
Yeah, there was two stores there. Shearer and Hoare and then Solar and then Eastwood's confectionery.
There was two little stores in there. It was a divided store. And there had the piano and stuff like that there. And on this side was...
Was that shoe repair?
No, Walker had a shoe repair. And then Stair had the other one. It was a divided deal. Because we bought our piano for Stair there.
What was Stair on North Main Street?
When I remember a music store on down the street.
Well, now Clatshaw's had a music store there.
Yeah, and Stair.
And Tip Goff had a shoe store.
Yeah, well, probably the shoe store was the same one that Sam Walker had.
That's right, there's a shoe store.
First started to school.
Well, wasn't Sam around on Playbirds?
It sure was.
Yes,
well, Stair was around on
Playbirds. There too, though. What was he? Mm-hmm. I never, the one in there was dead. Of course, I could be wrong.
Some of those little buildings changed business a lot. The Stairs moved from near the library. there near the confectionery for a while, and then there was Anna Catching's donor store.
Well, that was the other side of the Safeway, where the Safeway was in there, you know.
It was in part of the Grove Furniture Building.
And you had to go
one time,
stairs to get to her place there, you know.
And it gets
One of the darlings here,
confectionery for
Bill.
Sonner and Eastwood hardware store was then just south of that was Catching Millinery.
No, that was Catching Millinery is on the other side of the confectionery. It was a little place in there.
If you remember, just south of Brodersen,
there was a stairway that went up between where the four-stove furniture is now and Catching's shop.
Because there were apartments up there.
Were there apartments? That's what I was asking.
You know Bill Van Antwerp used to be here? Well, they lived up there among the apartments.
Right? Uh-huh.
All right, then the confectionery, Mr. Catching Millinery was between the confectionery and Bloodsmith's store?
No, it was the other way.
South?
Grove Furniture. It was just a little corner wall, as you might say.
Grove Furniture, that's Bloodsmith's side.
No.
Uh-uh.
That was our
Brodersen. Claude Smith and Claire Ferguson.
Was it there?
Yes. Okay. It was in between.
Now, wait a minute.
Catching was part of that.
First came the confectionery, and then.
We're going south.
Yeah. The confectionery, okay. And then Anna Catching.
And then the Grove Furniture, it was a 15 cent store afterwards.
They moved in and out of those little stores a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody come along around for a while, moved in, and then the first thing you knew,
That's why it's awfully hard to know. You have to figure out what time exactly you're talking about.
Anna Catching was there in the last century.
Well, I can remember going up that incline up into the Grove Theater or Grove Furniture Building to go to Anna Catching's.
Just a little step. You just have a little step. About three steps.
It was right next to the confectionery.
Oh, okay. Maybe she was in most places.
Where the Valley Art is.
That's where it's safe was. Which building? Burston or the Grove Theater?
Between where French is now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a stairway up over French is now.
Well, that's the same one, I guess.
And they had a lodge up there.
And Dr. Hinman had a dentist office up in there somewhere. The old man.
Didn't have when there weren't any buildings before
school.
No, we don't.
Any across the street. There, there's in Mr. Anderson's building on the corner.
Was his the first one?
Just a start. That's the way I see it.
About 1919,
I guess, because the fire was 1919. Well, that's it. No, it didn't all occur at the same time, I see. But she said there were so many.
It all belonged to the church.
Yeah, it was the church square.
But attaching was.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to sell a square inch of that.
No, but they worked it out so they saved.
The worst thing they sold was the bicycle shop. Down where
the first. Well, that's what I thought. That was before Anderson. So that's what I thought.
And that turned into a garage.
Did Chalmers start the bicycle shop? Who had the bicycle? They had it.
Well, I don't know. Carl's had one too, and I really don't know.
Carl's?
The first thing that. Chalmers did was bicycles in 1910 when the Golfs began selling the Studebaker cars in 1910.
Oh, yes.
There were so many of those, and there were also other cars in town. Mr. Hughes, Grant Hughes, that owned the telephone company, had a little runabout of some sort, and there were other cars, so they needed a garage.
I don't think so.
So that came before the Anderson building, and the Anderson building was the first one that was really a really building built on that lot. Yeah.
Can I interrupt you a little bit? Shall we start up Pacific Avenue West down from the bank going that way?
Going north.
No.
West.
West.
That way.
Where the Holroyd building is now.
Yeah. Watrous building.
Was it Watrous is there?
The old, and the theater.
Holroyd was near
the
train.
That's where we're going now. West. Now. You talking about the Fred's here, and I heard someone mention the theater.
No, starting from the bank that was there. From the bank corner, we just went north from the bank corner, now we're going west from the same bank corner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, offices were first.
Hmm?
They were fairly recent though, weren't they?
Holroyd's weren't built there. Did he build that in the 30s, 40s?
Holroyd?
It was something before that, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Anything back to the
80s.
Oh, that's where
I have no idea. Well, Goff's built next to Holroyd's. They built that drugstore, but those are both newer buildings.
No, this is the one I'm talking about, was right back to the bank.
Well, now, Smitty, there's the bank, then there's Holroyd's, and then there's the building that Goff's built for a pharmacy. But those are new. I don't know what was there before.
Yeah, well, no.
Does anybody know what was there before?
This undertaking part, she spoke of, was in there somewhere.
Well, wasn't it farther along?
The boy had a Kremlin shop in there.
Smitty, that undertaking place was directly across
from the prison.
From the prison one.
Yeah, it was farther up the block.
It was a long building with big old steps going up, and I don't know, there was probably something in there besides the undertaking.
Taylor did that, he's too. It was a hall, a women's club used to be there. I saw my first movie there.
Drew the boy had a camera job. Well, it was a movie house. Where the Walker's building is now. I was very impressed one time because I can remember this yet, I can see it.
Yeah.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It showed a stump that was on fire.
and a big plane, and the devil jumping in and out.
That's why you've been a good boy all your life.
What was that supposed to advertise?
Oh, I don't know what it was for. It was scared me. Oh, I know that.
Well, yeah, that would have been west of the alley.
Yes, that's west of the alley. Mm-hmm. But there was a bow and arrow shop right close to the theater.
No, the bow and arrow, the only one I know is across from the church north there by the library and downstairs old.
Wasn't there another?
By the American Legion building in that block.
I don't know any other.
Maybe it was in different places again. Different times in different places, maybe.
I remember those. In 1906, when we came here, the archery shop was next to Mrs. McKenzie's milliner. There was stuff.
This is
North Library and Miss Penfield's later, and Miss Penfield's first, then the library, and then
there was an old post office in there.
Business was Stairs, and next to Stairs was Grandpa Marsh's archery shop.
But there wasn't
then
one on the
city. McKenzie's milliner, then Uncle Ray's and A.B. Thomas real estate office.
Well,
that's part of town we're not talking about tonight.
Well, what?
Yeah,
what
was there an Oddfellow's lodge up over one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and downstairs, I think the
photographer
had his photograph gallery for a while, and then he took the upstairs to Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember Bryant in that little place down where there was a shoe shop or
something
on Main.
Yeah, he moved around too, yes.
I don't know if that pictures that he took me when I was little Bryant.
Yeah.
But under that, there was an Allen's Hardware under that Oddfellow place. My dad,
still built the corner.
That in Walt Baldwin, built that building. And he wanted to turn it out.
Who built it?
Walt Baldwin and Dad.
Built the building that was Allen's Hardware. On the corner.
Allen's Hardware was a new brick building that replaced the old wooden
ones. And there was
1912.
And that's where the Legion Hall is now. Okay.
But that West Civic Avenue, most of those places were built there, you had to go up steps. To get in through it. And then on the corner where the bank is now, Polaroid.
Polaroid had his service station.
But that was vacant for so long, wasn't it?
He also had a house and a shop next to Polaroid did, east of his corner.
Mm-hmm.
Shop, if you remember. They had, Mrs. Polaroid had antiques. And they were living there before they moved to the Rockies.
That was vacant so long. We used to have a little medicine show. On that corner.
On that corner, too, they had hickory nut trees.
Yeah.
Trees around on the sidewalk. Most started, 1917, kids. In there, telling their son, drunk, marched back and forth in that area. It was a big area.
Well, wasn't that the Boy Scouts?
scouts who did that. I think Terry Williams was out of the army and he took all the Boy Scouts. And I wasn't quite old enough to get into it. But,
was that across from the Oregon Hotel?
Yeah.
Old corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they.
Well, thank you, inside. Probably quite a big area. Did great. Haven't you? Don't make me ask.
Then if we went north on A Street, those were all residences, weren't they?
There were only two, Mrs. Spellbring. I talked to her yesterday. I can only remember two, and she said that's all there were. Of course, there was Carl Smith's on the north corner, and then a vacant lot, and then the Spellbring's house. And then there was one that looked just about like same style as Spellbring's, and she didn't know whom I lived there. I think it was vacant.
Oh, Ross lived there. Oh. Mary Devlin married one of the girls.
Oh.
Greta Ross.
Greta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Before that was that Kellogg house. It was such a town attraction.
Oh.
That house was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They had quite a place there. They had dead people and things. He owned the Kellogg mine.
Tell me again, where is that located?
Well, it was on the.
I'm playing in the bank of Ross.
Right back on where the bank is now.
Parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Parking lot area is the bank.
Yeah.
I remember there were two of the houses.
One's his house. One was the
big
house.
The other was the
house.
Marsha lived in one of them.
I don't remember two.
They both looked the same.
Oh.
Yes.
Same market.
Then right across was the water tower. City barn.
Yeah, I know where that was.
In that block?
Across the street.
Across the street over on the Oregon Hotel side of the street?
Yes, North Hotel. Hotel.
Well, that's where the water tower.
The bears lived in there too. Little house on the place down there.
Well, then if we would go over on 21st, that was.
Lots of houses, lots of buildings
that
there.
That was Smith, the big on the corner, wasn't it?
The businesses went in and out of those too.
Then there was Dr. Ward's on the corner, and
Dr. Ward's house.
And Dr. Diesel's office.
Oh, where was he?
Right next to
him. Dr. Diesel had a shop right close to where the driveway is.
Yeah.
And was then too.
What about the gun shop?
Well, that was where. Didn't Ward have a.
Oh, he had his house
Dr.
and then
Ward
his office.
Dr. Ward's office.
Yeah, I've got a picture
there, but
of Bishop.
It was in the, maybe office. Dr. Ward's building, wasn't it?
I think so, because Dr. Ward was gone for the time.
Uh-huh. And then Dr. Ward came along.
Well, let's see now. We're down to the alleyway.
Yeah.
And Hugh.
Sparks.
Hugh Sparks had a. What did he have?
Printing
press. Yeah, a print shop.
Yeah.
That was where the alley is, and I think when they taken out. Moved the alley. You wouldn't let them have it.
Hugh Sparks.
Anyway, it's right where the alley is now, and they moved the alley in there and had to go around it.
Hugh was the newspaper.
They got the alley in there all fixed up, and you wouldn't let them have it. Moved that old building out right where the alley is now. Right there.
That was beside Dr. Bishop's office. Was it the same location?
Not really, not quite. That's kind of there, and also where the barber shop and where the red is.
Right, yeah, okay.
Then came your doctor building, which is the gun shop and another barber shop.
Yeah. Well, then this side of the alleyway, east of the alley, there was a two-story building, and Dr. Large had steps on the east side of it. You went up to an office up there.
Oh.
And down below there was a hotel. An eating house. Because Dad, when he had thrashers, instead of cooking at home, he sent crew up there, what do they call it, the cattle restaurant.
Back of French's.
Is that where Crosby had his garden?
Well, that's where the
finance
company has for. Or where is it now?
Beneficial finance company has got an office in there. Right on the We'll take a walking tour of this place.
Yes, well, that would be all right too. Yeah.
We drive by it every day.
We get some good batteries.
You just can't sit out and think about it though.
Well, in that alleyway, there was what was back in that alleyway, an area back in here.
There was your rotary converter turnaround for the streetcar.
Yeah.
The rest of this is just loading areas for the stores. I know about.
Well, I think Dr. Ward would have had a carriage.
He had a horse
there because he had a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're getting into the areas all these people had. Chicken house and a cow and a barn and a buggy back behind the races. But very likely, you had something back in there. I put some stuff in there as I remember.
Where is the streetcar turnaround? Where is the streetcar turnaround, did you say?
Back of the bus depot and the theater. In that walk there. Just some of that area there.
I thought they went by the Oregon Hotel.
No, they did. They came back and went out and out. They went in there to make a turn.
Didn't they go in the alley?
I thought they...
Yeah. Well, he drove the one with the horse from Paper Street.
Came up College Way?
No.
On 21st, they went west. And then they went in where the alleyway is.
Oh, they didn't go all the way to the corner.
They didn't pay.
No,
I don't know.
You know, I'm really confused on the route back up here. I see a master who went up College Way, came up. He was over there. But it was down in front of where the armory is.
You're across that.
Went up around A Street and came back and down to here and also back into that alley right here. Switch there. Now the stop up there at the front of the armpits. I don't know which one is right.
Here's a picture that down on a film strip here, and it shows the trolley. Right out in front is now the intersection of French's store, and it was headed west that way.
That could be right either way because it came back that way, or it came up and went to there, and then in.
I thought it got there and turned around, and they came back out.
Yeah, well, the car were in there too. That's where the store is. Same time.
Yeah, like my daughter's
She said that it turned around in the street at one time, and you know, that's the way she remembered it. It turned around in the street? In the street, in 21st.
Uh-huh.
Between Main and A, but I'm quite sure it must have had a bigger track than that.
There are two routes, or two. There's this one, this is in front of Pinehurst. And then there's this one that's there by the Knights of Pythias Hall. Was there two different routes?
Well, I told her, but see, it went to the hotel and came back to Pacific.
I never heard of it. Did you ever write it?
I must have.
This is a later train car.
Was
a
different route. Yeah. I was 6 months old.
That's a different kind of street.
He drove the horse called the
This is the bad thing. No, that's a
campus. This is College Way.
This is the campus as well.
College Way.
This way,
Steve.
Yeah.
And then we go through this
I shouldn't have brought that out, but I. There's two different pictures of a streetcar.
There's always here.
I figured it's got to be different. Different.
Here's the George Miller.
That's where the overpass is.
And out in that field there, they had this big tent, and Dad took my brother and I sat on the stump gate here in that place across the street. And there was all we could see, of course, pretty close to the boat. And with the Indians coming out, moving dollars, and here come the whatever. We thought we could see.
You know, there's a story I'd like to have somebody tell that really knew the whole story.
And that's
named Kraber. And our neighbors were
the don't change it there. Don't come over it.
He kept the cow.
But I
don't fix. And that's your brain structure on the neck. And so I was
talking about what's not important.
And you bring it up, parsons, and there are some really cold parsons for that. And you go by, and you told me if I had a little cup.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that little cup, and I go out there to down on that cup, but I grab it without me.
Okay.
The George is in. Well, then they had two different car
horse systems in town. One horse drawn and the other electric.
Hey, that was so
I don't know how long the horse was paying before the
electric. Well, yeah. Okay, now where did they get their electricity?
Well,
was it from the Haynes plant up? Because you see, they didn't turn the electricity on in the daytime.
No, except on Tuesdays.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Whatever the iron.
Tuesday, yeah, for ironing.
You're too bad if you iron on Wednesday.
And I just wondered if they had enough electricity to move.
I don't have any idea.
That would have been around 1910. 9 or 10.
It would have been 10 probably when it was imagined. Because that was 1909 when they brought me up here.
Well, after 2 years of goading Clarence Eastwood, I finally got him to write about his family.
Well, good.
And you people have read it.
Yeah.
Did you get to read it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you want to read it and pass it on to the next person? And he had a complex, I guess, of I can't write or I can't spell or whatever, I don't know what it was. But he had a Heisler, Mrs. Heisler, do the writing for him.